This is a special live on location episode of Sexploration with Monica, a sex positive, feminist, and masculinist radio talk show. Today we're exploring Kinky Salon, which is, well, it's a sex party. And it's the most colorful, fabulous, fun, sparkly, frosting covered sex party in San Francisco. And when you're there, you don't have to have sex. It's sex optional. What a concept. In fact, Kinky Salon is really about more than just sex. It's about creating a safe space and individuality, diversity, community, art, and expression, and just really letting your own freak flag fly, whatever that may be, even if it's not that freaky. And here's Scott, also known as Professor Violet.
Hello, Minimo. Get a mini cupcake.
Tonight, on the eve of Valentine's Day, it's the Sweetheart's Ball, and people are dressed as 1,000 flavors of candy, and bizarro world lords and ladies of the court of Candyland. And they're passing out cupcakes.
Mini cupcakes.
Tiny, miniature chocolate cupcakes.
Has nice cream cheese frosting, actually.
Frosted like a tiny little boob.
And a nipple.
The founders of Kinky Salon are Scott and Polly. Scott, Professor Violet, and Polly, Glamorous, the reigning king and queen of Candyland. Their costumes are extravagant, with peppermint scallops, dripping chocolate sauce, frosty and sparkling and pink. They are King and Queen Cupcake.
Scott's very obviously dressed like a cupcake. You know, he's literally a human cupcake. But she's like, she just is a human cupcake. Like, her outfit, it just...
She's a cupcake under any circumstances, so she didn't need a costume.
Renaissance sort of Victorian era plus lots and lots of pink frosting.
I don't even know how to characterize it. She's just a human cupcake made of frosting.
And sparkles.
Fabulous. And I want to put my face in it, you know.
So our tour of Kinky Salon continues. There's the cabaret and the dance floor with the stripper pole that's for girls and boys. There's the smoking lounge outside because this is California. The tiki bar, the unisex bathroom. The pink room was designed to look as warm, welcoming, and vaginal as possible. And right now, we're trying to figure out where we are.
Does anyone know what this room is called?
At this time, I don't know what they're calling it because they've just kind of, they've just changed it. And I don't even know what it was before.
Well, we have the pink room and the blue room and the jungle room. And this is maybe the circus big top room or the something sparkly. The harem room. Is it really the harem room?
It's the harem room. Yeah, last name change was officially like the harem room. But it's just like any other stadium that it could get sponsored in a minute and that the name would change.
So we're here in the harem room. And we're talking about what a unique party Kinky Salon is. Have you ever seen a party like this anywhere?
Similar parties, but none as extravagant.
And sparkly. And
I've traveled around the country doing research on this sort of thing. I admit it, it's a part of my job.
Hooray!
Hooray! I have the best job ever. Oh my. And there is nothing like this. There's a couple parties in New York that are kinda, but they're not as sparkly. They're not as great.
They don't get as much space, and they do not put color on their walls.
And they charge a lot more.
They don't have window treatments or plants either.
And window treatments and plants, like, they add a certain je ne sais quoi, don't they?
It's like it's alive instead of dead, black, empty hallway space.
Feels a lot more fun.
It's like you want to get naked and hang out and feel safe and, you know? Nice.
It's all about the safe container, isn't it?
It's really nice.
So what sort of costumes have you seen here tonight? Marcia and I are red and sparkly.
I am red and sparkly. I saw a cupcake, and I saw Duke and Duchess of Candyland, and a very tired girl who wants to go home.
Aww. We do have lots of beds here. You could just take a nap.
You know, I've actually spent enough of my Saturday nights trying to ignore the basement and sleeping through the parties at this place.
Oh, I bet. She used to live here at Mission Control.
I lived here for a year and a half, and I think I have, no.
You can't just put in the earplugs and pretend there's not a sex party going on.
I did. I upgraded their sound system. It's a lot harder to sleep through now.
Nice. Nice work on the bass. Well, thanks, guys. Go hit the dance floor.
And I'm going to go find Scott and Polly. You remember the creators of Kinky Salon? But I think
Scott may have changed from the cupcake outfit. Did you see him in mouse ears? Or is he wearing one of the big baby heads already? We're now in the inner sanctum. This is the inner sanctum of inner sanctums. There are actually people sleeping. We're here with the co-creators of Kinky Salon. You are, though. I mean, you know, blah, 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 big community, but you guys are the Scott and Polly of Kinky Salon. And we've been talking about what makes Kinky Salon a safe container. We've been talking about what makes the community great. We've been talking about what makes it the funnest, coolest, most sparkly and nifty sex party in San Francisco.
You do like that word, don't you?
I do like nifty. Nifty has a lot of layers of meaning for me.
I feel like there's a lot of smoke up my ass right now.
I don't blow smoke up anyone's ass.
I'm just teasing.
And, you know, maybe you like that, right? Okay.
Some people roll that way.
Right, that's right.
There's like a word for that, actually. I forget what it is.
Is there, like, some sort of blowing something in your butthole kink?
There's a kink for everything. And there's a word for everything.
So why did you guys start Kinky Salon in the first place? How did it all happen?
I like boobies.
That was a good reason. You get more boobs here than maybe on the street.
A lot of boobies.
Is that enlightened?
I remember when I was writing my Kinky Salon term paper. Do you remember when I interviewed you guys for the Kinky Salon term paper?
Yeah.
You said that it started out as a party, and then you decided, okay, like, it's a really fun sex party and everything's cool, but, like, suddenly it wasn't cool because someone, like, barfed or something. And you're like, we're closing this thing down unless... And then everyone was like, no.
Yeah.
Do you remember that story?
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of like that.
And you're like, no, you can't let Kinky Salon die. And you're like, no, I'm done with this.
It wasn't a barfing. They broke the toilet and there was a fight.
They broke the toilet. So someone stood on the toilet and it broke completely. Like, it cracked underneath their weight. And then the water started pouring down the hallway.
Oh.
And I remember walking down the hallway and being like... the hell, there's like the great river of Mission Control is like gushing down the hallway, and I had to go in there, and I remember I was wearing something very skimpy, and as I was leaning over to deal with the plumbing, I just remember thinking it was quite a funny visual.
You're like, I'm over this.
And I was like, yeah, this isn't working
for me. This needs to change.
Right. Because, I mean, I'm sure it's, like, all cool and everything to run a sex party, but then when it's, like, so much work.
Yeah, well, it's work, but it's ultimately it's selfish.
Because you like boobies?
I like boobies.
Because you like boobies and because you're a servant of the community.
Not really. Yeah, we like to play.
I really enjoy it when you put on the big baby heads. Is that the playing part, or is that just getting people to leave?
The whole thing. I mean, the container.
The baby heads are a big part of Kinky Salon, for sure.
No, it's a secret part of it. It's a secret part of it. Actually, it's not a secret anymore. Whoops.
Do you remember the time we put on the
baby heads? Again. That's it. You speak the secret name, and it's done.
Do you remember when we put the big baby heads on and danced around to Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll?
Yeah.
Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll.
It happened a lot, you know?
You mean it wasn't just that one time?
Well, I mean, you know, you can thank my hippie parents. They're like, just do what you want. And they exposed me to crazy kind of alternate communities my whole life. People that were just doing what they loved. They were just following their bliss, following their passion, living life accordingly to their own, you know, whatever. And it just sort of caught on. And then I was immersed in gaming for a while.
Oh, dear. I never did that.
Yeah.
Let's have that on record.
You make really fabulous latex fashions.
Made. Past tense.
You sometimes teach classes about it, though.
I do teach classes, but I no longer actually make clothes unless it's a really interesting and cool project.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But back to gaming.
What's gaming exactly? Is it like some Dungeons and Dragons thing or something?
Hey, you know, go talk to Jane McGonigal, man. She's like using the model of social gaming and alternate reality games to model collective intelligence
like
to find solutions for like global problems.
Alternate reality games makes ARG.
ARG. ARG.
Arg. Let's go play an ARG. Alternate reality games. But sure. I like that it all kind
this
of relates
you come,
to
you
the
come
grand
to the space,
scheme.
Right? You come up the door and you know immediately, even though you don't know what it is, you feel that you're in a different space. People feel it immediately. They come in, they're like, this is not a normal space. This is not normal reality.
These people are not normal.
Well, that, and you like make them wear these great, crazy, beautiful outfits. And like I was watching the performances. Invite them to.
invite.
And then they get down with it. Like, there's people with sweet tarts on their head right now. They're walking around wearing crazy weird outfits. The boys are dressing like girls. The girls are dressing like outer space aliens with frosting.
With boobs.
With lots of boobs.
Frosted boobs.
Frosty boobs.
Frosted boobs.
It's so great. I just
right?
love it.
You know
it.
What I mean? Yeah, it's great. It's like super space. It's hyperspace.
Mm-hmm.
Meta space.
Mm-hmm.
Special space. Happy space.
I'm sure
quote
it's
you on that?
Yeah. So much.
That's a soundbite. That's a soundbite, actually. You can use that. You can use that if you want. You can
he's only that. Talking in soundbites tonight, though. Yeah. We're very good.
Nuggets. Nuggets.
So if
nuggets.
Someone wanted to start their own kinky salon in some faraway place, what is the advice that you would have for them?
Well, that's actually becoming a reality. As we
don't
speak.
You have something called Kinky Salon Boot Camp?
Well, there's boot camp we did
booty.
Last year.
Booty camp.
How to throw your own arty sexy parties and change the world.
That's right.
Kitty Stryker, who's a core member of the Kinky Salon community here in San Francisco, took the class. She moved to London, and she's throwing the first Kinky Salon London next month.
March 13th.
March 13th. Austin has been going for a year now.
Oh, wow.
Heather and...
Andreas.
Yeah, they've been doing Kinky Salon.
Austin.
Every
and
two
there's
months.
One happening
months.
In New York.
In New York.
Yeah.
New York is happening
the Austin
soon.
One has been happening for a while. Like, they were the people in Austin were the people that we got all of our material for our training from, because they asked us the questions and we answered them, and that was what became the training. That was what became Booty Camp.
Right.
Yeah. Was the Austin.
Because a lot of people are like, oh, God, it's just Scott and Polly being fabulous, and they throw a great party. And we're like, okay, we
That's
love doing
true,
this.
That's true, but.
But there's a science. There's a science.
I'm
there's
sure
a, there's
you've
a formula,
so much over the
and
years.
There's a template behind what makes this work, and that's what we're open sourcing.
In the background. Mm-hmm.
We're open sourcing all the techniques okay. for throwing this, and we want to see that like happen like around the universe.
Right around the universe,
because pretty much we want to go to Kinky Salon.
Right, without having to do it yourself.
I would love to just go to a Kinky Salon.
I'm gonna be like, yeah,
that would be awesome.
I'm that guy. I'm the guy. I'm the guy. I'm Mr. Kinky Salon. Yeah, how's it going? How's it going? Hi there.
Totally, totally. Well, I mean, it's more than just having a space and like saying, okay, you guys can have sex in here. You make people dress up. You always have a theme.
Invite.
I'm sure that the rules are very important. The guy downstairs making sure that no one who doesn't intend to come to this party, like gate crashers, don't come in. You keep the creep factor like super way down. It's impressive.
There is a very low creep factor here. It is true.
The container that you were speaking of earlier. What
That's
makes
right.
the safe container?
Container.
What creates a safe container? Container. What the f- is
Let's
that?
Talk about
container.
A California container.
They're actually like in London. They're like space. Like Kitty's bringing up. We need to create a container, and people are like, what the hell are you talking about? Safe container.
In England, they didn't know what safe container.
They're like,
was.
Dude, like whatever. And she's trying to find an equivalent because none of them have been to Kinky Salon, so they're talking about short bus. Because
oh.
that's they're like, okay, we saw a short bus.
Okay,
crazy, hedonistic, freak fest. Oh, there she goes. Polly's going
to
go out. Yeah, she's going to
okay.
do a deal.
Well,
yeah.
have fun with
Imperial
that.
Imperial Death March.
Oh, yes.
Imperial Death March. Yeah,
so. And the baby heads.
Baby heads. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, there's people snoring.
Well, this is the inner sanctum.
It's so
you know?
Hot.
The inner sanctum of inner sanctum. I mean, wow. we do have the snoring and the...
He's
the...
like on my... That's cool. That's all right. That's good. That's good. Yeah. It's all good.
Well, thank you so much for throwing this beautiful, beautiful party. I know that you have managing details and coordinating people and trying to like make sure that it sticks to some kind of vision and then not being attached to what it is. I mean, I'm sure all of that is just a lot of work.
It's kind of running itself at this point. And nice. it has been for years.
And you have
so not that
many
it's not work, but
outfits.
It's well,
because
you know,
of it.
But it's a testimony to the community. I mean, Kinky Salon is a grope effort. As I like to call it.
Nice.
It's a growth effort.
Where what were you wearing before?
I was King Sunday. I was King Sunday.
He's like wearing an ice cream cone and a king hat and like had lots of cupcake and ice cream stickers.
King Sunday proclaimed that today, February 13th, was indeed Mini Muffin Day. Or Mini Cupcake, and we distributed 120 mini cupcakes.
That had nipples on them.
To the citizens of Candyland. And yay, there was much rejoicing.
Indeed.
And they stuffed the mini cupcakes in their cake hole.
Nice.
And it was good. And we looked out upon the land, and yay, there was much rejoicing. And
Scott.
Snoring, apparently. It's so hot. Snoring is hot.
Well, it is relaxed sinus. Wow. You can't make that noise unless your sinus is relaxed.
Yeah, okay. I think that's a cue for a shot of tequila. And on that note, it's exploration, Monica.
Thank you.
That's a teaser.
It's 5 a.m. and really time for You Don't Have to Go Home, But You Can't Stay Here. So Scott is going to go out there and roust the sticky sweethearts from their cuddle puddles.
It's not me. It's the asshole. It's Senior French Fry.
Nice.
It's Monsieur Lafrite.
So Scott is going out to the citizens of Kinky Salon. He's bringing his, what was that, a foam French fry? Monsieur Lafrite. To tell the good people, the citizens of Candyland, that it is time to go home and get some Z's somewhere else. Good night, dear. Oh. You can find out more information at kinkysalon.com. This has been a special on-location episode of Sexploration with Monica. And if you have a question about safer sex or anything, just send me an email. I'm a certified sexual health educator, sexplorationwithmonica@gmail.com. Even if there's something that you think I ought to be talking about, I'd like to hear it. Thanks for listening to Sexploration with Monica.